Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have a massive mailbag today.
It's right? Not as big as you think because there's two pictures included, so it's actually one page less
paint
than you think.
By number.
Exactly. The photographs are delightful.
Ooh. Mm. I love when people send attachments.
Yeah. Yeah. MP3s, JPEGs.
Mm. JPEGs.
I'm looking at one.
PNGs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the other picture too.
GIFs.
Yeah, that's old, the other picture. That's been out there for a while. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
And hello,
everybody. Good morning. How's everything?
Great.
You had an early one, yes?
It's a mailbag.
Yes, I saw the bone doctor today, Dr. Emil Concern, said everything's good to go. Looking good. And, of course, they take the x-ray of my bionic hips, and then you see the outline of your too small penis, which is always lots of fun.
So
that's nice.
Always interesting.
Are you sure that it's an actual x-ray of you, or is it just a stock x-ray that they show everybody?
It could be.
You know, because you don't know. Yeah.
Isn't there that little disclaimer they have on rear view mirrors or side mirrors?
Objects?
Yeah.
Or closer than they appear.
How cool do you think it would be? Because you go in to the office before the star of the show arrives, and you go in with Nurse Wonder, the young, like 21-year-old assistant that they have in there, and she brings up your x-ray on the screen, and she's probably 25, and she brings up the x-ray on the screen, and I'm wondering how appropriate it would be if when she brought that that x-ray up, and I said to her, "Oh, that's not me," and she said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Well, take a look. That's not me."
What if you said?
It would be much more noticeable.
Yeah.
What if you just kept it a little more clinical and you say, no, I'm not Jewish.
Mr. O'Mara, we can't see you anymore.
Mr. O'Mara, you will be dealing with the mail attendant now.
It's like
coming
that,
into the office.
Well,
with
I mean,
you.
I would rather you be like, in your 30s and make that joke than you in your late
ageist.
50s.
You know, I would like to get through one show where you're not being ageist.
Pony, am I right?
You're right.
I have the mind of a 35-year-old.
I love when you talk about your virility, Mike. Never stop. about it.
Excuse me.
I mean,
father
the proof
of a 3-year-old.
Is in the pudding. Hello.
What?
Father of a 3-year-old.
Yeah, he had a baby.
I understand.
At a late age.
I'm saying talk about it.
By the way, everything working, okay?
Yeah.
Just wanted to point that out.
Just so America knows.
So
Mike
there's not
is
a
still
third,
fertile.
There's not a third replacement coming up?
No. Everything's working. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of desire on Mrs. O'Mara's end to,
it's like a food processor. It works great. You just never use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that ninja hasn't spun in years.
Yeah, the fact is, you
fidget
know what?
Spinner's in the drawer.
Yeah.
Three words most often heard in the O'Mara household, always.
What?
Okay? Don't touch me. But anyway, that's...
why are you so frigid?
Right. Thank you, Rob. But we have a rather large mailbag today. And because we didn't do it on the Thursday show, and by the way, thank you to Angie Goff for joining us and then posting
thank
that
you.
On social media. That does wonders
She's great.
For the show. And lick it to the guy that said, great show yesterday, except for the first 36 minutes where we were talking about the shooting and we were getting heavy. Okay. Excuse me. Major news event happens. Sometimes we're going to talk about it. Okay, it's not always
we've
said
lick
that
it,
before.
Man.
Yeah, why did you write
need,
that pony?
Because of your sir, whoever you are, because of your lack of any engagement in the world around you, as you just like to sit there. You know, don't blame me for that.
Yeah.
Don't blame me.
If anybody blame me,
you prick,
I spearheaded that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also talked about it. But it wasn't just you. It was me talking about the fact that you know I got tired of seeing people getting political about something where we ought to be you know spending at least a day. Can we just take a day? And kind of get together. Right?
I have a message for that Facebook poster.
By the way, now that the statute of limitations is over, way to go, Democrats, kicking the Republicans in that baseball game.
You love sports. I have a message for that guy who posted that on Facebook.
Yes.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Stay away from me.
You'll show him frigid.
That's right.
But technically, it is not about us. It is.
No.
It's really not at all. And that's why we bring you every Thursday and now Friday the mailbag. It's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you because we care about you and we want to Share with me.
It's all about you.
Frigid.
It's all about you.
Don't touch me.
You guys.
She doesn't really say that.
Viral.
No, she doesn't really. It's more like one word.
Oh.
No.
No. not said like that, though. More like,
welcome to my world.
Aww.
No.
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 I'm like a dog. Doesn't listen, I got an Irish libido. It doesn't happen to me very often.
Yeah.
When
right.
It does. When it does, it's like,
who are we going to fight?
Irish libido. I've never heard that.
Irish libido.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew another phrase about it. Is that sometimes you have to service an Irish toothache.
Oh, I don't know that phrase. Maybe I'm too ethnic for it.
So, you know, sometimes you feel the pain. You got to help that Irish toothache.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, thank you.
Talking about you. Talking about sex.
Can you write that down? Because I'm very curious.
About how
I'm sure it's not appropriate.
You don't want me.
Oh,
stop it. She
when
said.
I met you,
stop it, you silly boy.
A cocktail.
I can't see that from far away here.
All right, are we doing three separate shows? Let's get on track here.
All right.
Welcome to our world. Our new youngest listener, Jack Aloysius Shanley.
That's an Irish name, Mike.
Born June 12th, weighing in at 9.5 pounds.
Oof-ha.
Wow. Mom, Dad, and big sister Maggie are excited he's here. Jack will be joining Daddy and Maggie, listening and laughing to the show on her daily commute. That's great.
That's cool.
Sweet infant. I love that. Thanks for all the laughs. Joe Shanley. Thank you, Joe. Oscar, would you like to thank Jeff Hancock for your new toy?
Oh, God.
Rob wrote this idea.
Gentlemen. Yeah. You know that someone is selfless and doesn't care about anything when he reminds you multiple times that he was not thanked for his toy he sent you.
It was very key to Jeff Hancock. Yes. He gets a little recognition, Mike.
Jeff Hancock sent me what is it called?
A pop
figure. If you have kids, you probably have seen this. Or if you work,
he gave you a child's toy.
He gave me a child's toy, but an adult figure. I would say because I play an adult game called Overwatch.
What it is, Mike? It's a collectible.
Yes.
What character from the game Overwatch are you holding?
Reinhardt.
Yes. Oh, he's got a German component.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite characters. And as I was playing with Jeff yesterday, I said, "Hey, Jeff. Is that you online?" He said, "Yeah," because he has a different screen name.
Right.
And I said, "Thanks for that, Reinhardt." He goes, "Yeah, I sent a letter as well." And I said, "Well, we'll make sure to thank you a little later." And I asked him, "Would it be too much to ask if you send me every character in the game?"
Wow.
And he said, "Yes."
We're actually, Mike.
Hold on, Rob. Let's get spotlight on Michael McIntosh. Turn his microphone on. Michael McIntosh, a paragraph about Reinhardt. Everything you can tell me about the character.
Reinhardt is a tank. He wields a hammer. He uses fire strike. He uses a shield to block enemies. He's typically the anchor tank he places where everybody hides behind him while he has a shield.
That's good enough. I like that, Mac. That's totally
good job.
Hit it out of the park. You didn't know that was coming, and that was a fastball. And you hit that. He made solid contact.
Intern Emmy is swooning right now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Our entire female listenership.
Well, thanks, Jeff Hancock. Next letter. Guys, I am so sorry. I am the Bloodline spoiler. Even though my spoiler wasn't even true, I don't think this guy needs to apologize.
I don't either.
It was so beautifully
full
done.
Circle.
My intent was to joke about the death of the character, listen to Mike go off, and then stay on the air and let him know I was only kidding. Oh, okay, I think I hung up on him. However, I didn't deliver the joke properly and was afraid of the repercussions from the crew and hung up he hung up like a scared little boy who told a girl he liked her and regretted it. Please accept my apology. I am listening to last Friday's show, and I can tell you I am not laughing or snickering about it. Okay, maybe a little smile, but only because my trolling created a segment on the show. You should be great.
You did a good job.
That. My poor attempt at a joke made me look like a piece of S. Yeah, well, at the beginning it did, yes. Yeah. I will accept any punishment that Mike and crew want to deliver again. Apologies to all around. That's from Jeff Thomas, who takes authorship. Jeff, I will tell you, I laughed at the end of Bloodline when I saw it because I knew what you had done. And because you hung up and went into the wind, we didn't really know. And it created a firestorm. And I thought that was absolutely hysterical.
I think in a way he made your viewership more exciting.
I think so. And by the way, because not a lot of people are watching that show. And by the way, that show, I mean, really, when you look back at that show and you compare it to the next show I'll be telling you about, a real pick to click, a superior program to Bloodline, which I am all in on. Yeah, it's no big whoop. Anyway, guys, first just want to say that I've been listening to you guys since the morning zoo. Your voices are like listening to old friends. Thanks for the laughs. Now to the good stuff.
Mm.
I know Oscar and Shannon have solved their chimney problem, but I wanted to let him know what happens when you just let things die in your chimney and leave them there.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Two winters in a row, something got trapped in our chimney. Both times I let them die. Listening to them struggle for life for about a week each time after all signs of life ceased. I lit the fireplace, hoping I would dry whatever it was out and it wouldn't stink.
Oh, that's yes, the old the praying mantis method.
This seemed to have worked until the summer after the second incident, when on a hot August day, my wife said she smelled something.
Oh, no.
I also smelled it, but denied everything, hoping it would go away and my wife would forget about it. I'm sure you guys know how that gamble turned out. Fast forward, I finally had to shut up my sea of a wife, so I cut a hole and retrieved what was behind the wall. What emerged were two small, horrifying mummies. Forever trapped in the grips of their horrifying deaths.
Oh,
he has put
no.
a picture in.
Yeah, it's on the next page, right?
Oh, my God.
That is more chilling than the Tom Cruise movie that came out last year.
Rats or squirrels, guys? Rats or squirrels?
You know what? Yeah. I think at that point it's hard to tell because a rat is just, with a furry tail, becomes a squirrel.
Oh, you're right.
So I think it could be
either. Tail, if you took the fur off a squirrel's tail, you could get a rat.
That's it. That's all it is.
Pretty sure it's a rat. Pony has a rat look. Now it could be either one. I'm trying to look.
Or one of each.
Show pick.
I keep bringing the funny David Hanna of Warrington. Yes, I buy the goddamn bonus show. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That is
that picture is riveting.
It is horrible.
Nasty picture right there. Next letter says, "Hi, guys. I was hoping to surprise my brother-in-law, Neil, with a shout-out for a happy Father's Day. He and his wife just had their first baby, Tyson, in February. He's the greatest new dad, an amazing uncle to my kids, and the best brother a guy could ask for. I turned him onto your show a short time ago, and he never misses a second of it. My one request is that if everyone in studio could take turns saying his name on the air, I just know it'll make his hairy nipples hard hearing it. Neil Gene Cedar is his name, and that comes from Chris Laughlin. So you want to go around the room? We'll all see his
Sure. Absolutely. Would you like to begin?
No, I'll finish. I'll be the anchor.
Pony, you go
Unless
first.
Do you have an anchor bit that you were...
No. Pony,
I'd like to start, if you don't mind.
All right.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Neil...
Gene Cedar.
Okay. Hey, big boy. Neil Gene Cedar. Welcome to the fold.
Gene, I love your cedar chest.
Oh, you're such a dork.
Neil Gene Cedar.
What the hell was that? Mike?
Neil Gene...
There we are.
I love it.
So I hope he enjoys. I know he's going to love it.
Sure.
I know anybody that likes that kind of stuff. Moving right along. Hi, men. My boyfriend is a huge fan of the show. I enjoy it, too. We are such big fans that I bought him tickets to the TMOS NOLA as a Christmas gift last year.
Nice.
Still stuns me. We were nervous about promoting that
yes,
show.
Yes, we were.
We started early. We are both very much looking forward to going to the show in November. I was hoping that you could wish him a happy birthday. His big day is today. This would be the best birthday present ever. He's an amazing person, and I would love to see the smile on his face when you wish him a happy birthday. His name is Jared Collar. K-A-H-L-E-R.
Collar. Mm-hmm.
And, my name is Tracy J. Monaco.
I like her name so much more than his.
Oh, Jared Collar's boring next to Tracy Monaco. Jared Collar. Happy birthday, Jared. May you have many more. Moving right along. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the TMOS squad of stellar interns. My wife, Connie Hannah. This is another Hannah.
Yeah.
Where's the other Hannah guy? Didn't we have a Hannah a minute ago?
No, Monica.
No, didn't
sounds
we have
like
a
Hannah.
I thought we had a Hannah.
Tracy Jane Monica.
My wife, Connie Hannah, is celebrating her birthday, and all she wants for me to defrost the fruitcake we made during the holidays using the world-famous Spiewak family recipe. No joke. To use as her birthday cake. Okay.
We had a very David good. Hannah, Mike. I looked back. We did. It's just a coincidence. Not the same
couple.
It's
just a coincidence. Yeah. Just two Hannahs listening.
Yeah.
And maybe Jack Hannah. Editor's note, be careful with lit candles near the cake. Also, for Rob to... Is that actually true?
What?
Can you light the cake afire with the amount of booze that's in it?
No, because you know why? Because
you cook it off.
I cook off the booze before I pour it on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, for Rob to pick up a bottle of Crown and meet us at the Leesburg Costco. I know he made a similar road trip a couple of weeks ago, but she would really appreciate it if he could take the car out one more time. Yours in Christ, George Hannah. They want you to get him some.
I don't like to go to Costco on Friday because it's crowded, but I will be right back. I'll meet him
there. There he goes. Look at the black smoke pouring out of my head.
Horrible.
It's terrible.
Burning oil.
Nasty.
Horrible. Smell the clutch.
Thank you very much. Oh, watch out, Rob. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh. Are you insured?
On that thing? No way.
Next no letter cover. Says, hi, guys. I just wanted to get a name in for today's mailbag. Alice Page McNeese turned 2 years old on Wednesday. Uncle Henry, Mommy, and Daddy want to wish her a happy birthday. Also, if Mike would honor us with a Donald Duck sneeze, I think Alice would love it. She's two, right?
Yes.
So she's two. Aww. That's from Uncle Henry, Henry Jenkins. Childless Henry Jenkins.
I know how that
poor
feels
old like. Henry Jenkins Henry up on Jenkins. The hill.
All right, here we go. This is for Alice
feather,
Page
Mike.
McNeese. Hi, Alice. Alice, take the imagination. What did he say?
Let
what
me
did
get
you
the
say?
Feather.
Oh, Oscar's really playing with
I'm
you
I'm really
today.
Into this.
Oscar, here's the imaginary pepper.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm gonna put the pepper
feather?
Right in your hand. Feather.
It's
yes.
not a feather. It's
pepper.
Now that's not how you do it. That motion is a motion I'm sure you're not unfamiliar with, but that's not the motion of throwing the pepper into Donald Duck's face.
That's a motion we call the Macintosh.
I'm taking the pepper.
Okay, there you go. Oh, you've poured the pepper into your hands.
Yes, yes.
How much?
All right, now what are you going to do with
I'm
the
gonna
pepper?
I'm going to throw it in Donald's face.
Listen up, Alice Page McNeese. Listen, Alice. Okay, Oscar. Uncle Oscar's going to throw the pepper in my face. Watch this.
I've thrown it.
Yeah.
Kids love it.
Adults love it too, Mike.
Oscar Hello, threw Rob. About five cups of pepper, by the way. It looked like overkill.
Yeah. Making a stew. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, the intern, Herd, and all the ships at sea. Like winter, NOLA is coming. I have my airline ticks, my Airbnb, my air mattress, and a bad liver that must be punished. So I am prepared for what will certainly be a weekend I'll have difficulty remembering. I'll be accompanied by my scholarship winner who doesn't get it but tolerates it as part of her tuition.
Nice. Required listening.
Yeah.
I even designed a commemorative t-shirt that I made through Vistaprint and posted an image of it on the TMOS fan club page. It got a lot of likes. I'm ready to encourage other show fans to create their own t-shirts through Vistaprint, of course. For example, imagine HBS in a Yay Carla version.
Oh, no.
This guy's creative. Yeah. Or Dirk Vastrick in a Hello Carla model.
Model.
Maybe one that says Cat 2017 on the front and I'm with Winston on the back.
Nice.
I think it would be cool to see a sea of supportive t-shirts, each emblazoned with a favorite showism. What say you? Regards, Mike Harper. Citizen Ordinaire. Mike, I would say I appreciate your initiative, but I believe before everybody prints up their own,
yes.
You should probably understand that we're feeding our families here. And we will be coming up with the commemorative.
There is an yes. online store that will be launched soon.
New Orleans t-shirt, the official one. And as much as I love your t-shirt, I would much prefer a sea of audience members to be wearing the official 2017 TMOS Live New Orleans t-shirt.
What Mike Harper has become, he is now the guy selling concert t-shirts in the parking deck.
Yes.
That's walking to the cars.
And
don't be that guy.
Everybody knows that the show slogan for New Orleans is two new hips, same great show.
That's right. How's my walking?
There he is again. Oscar working the hips into my business cards and now the t-shirts. Very
Mike,
exciting.
I celebrate your hips. You're mobile now.
Yes, well, I appreciate your comedy with that. Almost as funny as my cousin Teddy asking if the doctors synced them up.
And Mike, just in case you didn't really grab onto what he said, Oscar,
I get it at home and I get it on the show, so I get it everywhere I go.
Oscar celebrates your hips.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yes, that's right.
I'm very excited. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns, I am very proud to announce that my number two son, Jacob, graduated from Apex High School in, that's the top. That's the best. Best one.
Oh, yeah.
That is the best high school in North Carolina this week and has been accepted to Appalachian State University. He's extremely smart and a great musician. We are hoping that he works hard and does well in college, but he stopped taking advice from his parents a long time ago. If it's not too much trouble, may I ask that the awesome TMOS interns pass on a key piece of advice to Jacob on how to survive his freshman year and make the most of his college experience. Maybe not, Mac. We have Emmy here. Is Emmy
Emmy's here? Yeah. Well accomplished.
Thanks, fellas. Keep up the funny. Jesse and Melissa Justice, Jacob's brother Jonah and his two sisters, Abby and Izzy, and Grandma Carol, too.
Hi, Carol.
That's wonderful. So this is Jacob, who just graduates going to college. Emmy, what is your advice for young Jacob?
Oh, gosh. Keep in touch with your parents because you're going to be back with them in the summer, probably.
I love that.
Wow. That pretty straightforward. Perfect. Simple
I've got
advice
one, Mike.
Right there.
I've got
yes,
one.
Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, Mac is still in his freshman year, so I don't think he can really talk about this.
This is
so
true.
I'll speak for Mac.
Yes. And this is no way to college.
Get degrees. All you have to do is show up for class. Don't be the guy that says, I'll make it up next time. Get there.
When you said C's get degrees, I thought that was advice to female students.
Stop it. Stop. Behave yourself. Can I offer mine?
Yes. Yes.
Jacob, if you don't get involved with the kids that led a protected life in high school. Don't get involved with the kids that are going to college and it's the first time they experience true freedom. Because one of them might get drunk at Frank's bar across the street at Marist College and try to walk across the roof of the greenhouse, falling through, cutting himself, and getting expelled on his second week of school.
Oh, no.
That's not a cool thing. My point is, just even if you have been very sheltered, even if you have been protected, even if you have been over-disciplined leading up to college, don't go nuts. Pace yourself.
Yes.
There's a wild world out there. Enjoy it and chill. Don't overreact to the newfound freedom.
And if you go to VCU, the first thing you do, steal a roll of toilet paper from the bathroom and take it to your room because they're not going to supply it on the weekend.
Also, she can get pregnant. They all can.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know
Thank
what?
You very much.
This is for me and Oscar on that.
Very good.
I'll take one too.
And I believe, in my hand the final letter, Rob.
Yay!
Says, hi, guys. First, I want to thank you for what you do every day. I have listened to the Don and Mike days since the Don and Mike days when you first came to Sacramento. Thank you also for turning me on to Harry's.
Harry's.
By the way, Sacramento, I literally think a year and a half to 2 years ahead on the show.
Really?
I just want to say that. Anyway, thank you also for turning me on to Harry's. I will never again ask the pimple-faced clerk to unlock the stupid razors. Yeah, isn't it liberating? It really is. Mike, in listening to you discuss your relationship with Frankie and Beluga, I think I can shed some light on the situation. Occasionally, there will be a dog who is nothing more than a living organism, eating and essing and peeing with no emotional connection to anything, like a jellyfish, although I'm not sure if a jellyfish esses. Or a paramecium. They suck. I love this letter.
They suck, Mike.
You can see it in their eyes. Dead eyes. So dead.
Yeah.
Black eyes. Doll's eyes. Just looking for food. Yes. My mom had one such dog. His name was Rusty.
Oh.
And he was a dick. The problem is, they live for a long time. There is nothing you can do other than wait. They are like zombies as they just wander around looking to feed. It sucks being around them. That's from Ben Ramsey, who gets the bell today.
Yes! Well done, Ben.
P.S. Oscar, have you considered just having the subflooring installed so you have a stable floor until all the work is done? Then you can put the hardwood down.
Hey!
No more slippers.
Good idea.
And no more stink.
Right?
Right?
P.P.S. Enough with Mac.
I get it.
Mac and Jack. P.P.S. You, Rob.
Hey!
Now you can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You're supposed to pick up the keys from the neighbors.
Hi. Sorry, somebody left some...
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, we'll come back.
So sorry.
So
clothes? No, no, I'm sorry. Let me put something on.
Enchanté.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. Oh. Okay.
What brings you to Miami? Business? Pleasure? The business of pleasure?
Oh, wow. Bachelorette weekend. Jess is getting married.
Oh, congratulations. This marriage, will it be open?
You know, we haven't discussed it, but probably closed. Yeah, tightly closed.
Mm.
Well, we're going to try to keep it down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we'll try not to.
Oh. Okay, before we go, we got to do human frontipede, yeah?
What is a human frontipede?
It's a photo we always take that's like the movie Human Centipede, where they're sewn together, mouth to bum. But it's with friends, so it's special.
I feel that. Like not the appropriate.
Guys, if I don't post a ton of pictures from this weekend, it's going to look suspicious. Human like we killed someone.
Okay. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we should do the human frontipede.
Okay. I get the middle.
Ugh, why do you want the middle?
Okay, guys, I can't do any cocaine.
I'm very jet-lagged, so I will do cocaine.
So everyone's in.
Guys, hold on.
I don't know.
Jess, come on, just do some cocaine.
Jesus, Ricky.
Sorry, I did a little bit of it.
Jess. It would mean so much to me if we could do a little bit of cocaine together.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
What is that? Tell me it's the Kate McKinnon movie, the new one.
It is. It's called Rough Night,
really,
I believe.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
I'm really, really hoping.
Clips look good.
They're always a disappointment.
Rough Night.
I would love.
But Kate McKinnon, I think it's called Rough Night. Kate McKinnon doing a British accent for no good reason. But funny. She takes the most incredible pratfall off of a jet ski. I watched it 15 times.
I really hope. I haven't read the reviews. I hope it's great. Welcome to the show. Live from the Fight for Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by 5-4 Club.
The best.
Love this company. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. And there is a solution. 5-4 Club, revolutionizing the way men shop. I will tell you later in the show about an outing where Mrs. O'Mara and I went out, and then she was getting her pedicure.
Man.
And I just went into a store, and I realized probably for the 10th time in my life that I just hate walking around men's shops.
Yes.
And looking at it. It's just so soul-sucking. Each month at 5-4 Club, they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are handpicked to match the current season and your style. Now, that is what I like. I love that concept. I love the concept of not having to deal with it myself, and I think that they're phenomenal at 5-4 Club because they've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years, and they ship to over 100,000 men every month. They know what they're doing, so if you don't, that's okay. 5-4 Club will help you build your wardrobe, and they'll do it 1 month at a time, which is important. You get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. Oscar Santana.
Mike, I can't stress this enough, especially for people that are busy or don't care to even get out and shop. They deliver it to your house. It's summertime. Get new gear now. Get something that'll fit you, that you'll look good in. Get it delivered to your house.
And I quote the guy that we talked to at the business. He said, love my double and triple X's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
They even fit me. It's awesome.
Yes, but you're going to be smaller, right?
Of course. But right now.
Go to 54club.com right now and enter promo code TMOS, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package, plus a free pair of sunglasses. 50% off your first package at 54club, spelled FIVEFOUR club.com, promo code TMOS. And it's right, Rob's right. They do have large sizes, and that is fantastic because a lot of these companies don't do that. They've got the big sizes. They
can
fit you, and then you don't have to worry about going out to the store. They deliver it like a Christmas present right to your front door.
So fun.
54club.com, promo code TMOS. Okay, I want to have a little fun here and talk about a television show that Patton Oswalt hit me to because I saw him just do a wonderful, wonderful little comment about a relative of mine. I am not sure how I am related to her, but Rob, I meant to mention to you, reach out and see if we can book Ann Dowd on the show.
I will do it today.
She's a veteran, legendary actress, has been in a ton of different things, and she's fantastic. And she is this evil character on a program called The Handmaid's Tale,
yes,
which is a Hulu production, and I am all in. I think I don't want to go full Breaking Bad on this, but I will tell you, Pony, I know you are the only one that's watching it with me right now. I will tell you, it might be creeping into the area of Breaking Bad because
you like it
just
that good.
So it's
how many
so
episodes
filmed.
In are you?
Seven.
Only one season as of yet.
One
right?
season.
Serious vetting.
That is
seven in.
Pony, do you think I'm
seven up?
I don't know if I'm overstating it because I like it's not the same. It doesn't do jump in. What did he say? What?
He said
what?
Seven up. And then I got thirsty. 7-Up is an underrated soda.
That's a great soda. I have it in my fridge right now.
Well, you know, a real 7-Up with ice and sugar?
Yeah.
Sugar? I've never heard of that before.
No,
in
like,
your
7-Up?
No,
like, soda. A non-diet soda. Yeah, Diet 7-Up is garbage.
Really? I think Diet 7-Up is one of the better diet sodas.
Diet Sprite is legendarily
good. Do they still make cherry 7-Up?
Oh my God! What a great soda,
right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Oh, that was
great. Let's talk about this when we when you guys watch the Soda TV show. Talking about The Handmaid's Tale. You dicks. Pony, help me out here. Are you into it? Are you into it?
I absolutely love it. The storytelling is phenomenal. The author wrote this back in the 80s as a commentary on on the Berlin Wall and Ronald Reagan and the whole moral majority in America.
Oh, it is
Is it political, or is it East Germany, West Germany?
But not political in that they would really pick a team, although you could make parallels with what would happen if the religious right went mad. I'm not giving a spoiler here.
Yeah, where is it set? I guess we should probably, in the 80s
it's
during
set
this
in,
climate?
It's set in New England.
New
it's
England,
set
okay,
in New
perfect,
England,
perfect.
But it is, it could be anywhere in the
Southie.
United States. It is,
Watertown.
Is it Elizabeth Moss? Is that the title character? She's
Let
the
me look
handmaid.
That up.
I think it's Elizabeth
let me
Moss.
Let me check.
Why it are they handmaids?
It is disturbing. It is riveting.
What is
it? It is futuristic.
But is it set
nihilistic?
Is it set in current times, or do you feel when you watch it, it's set in the future?
It is not set in the future. It is something that could happen in the future.
Understood.
It's not present day America, but it's something where it is so well done and it is so well set up, and I normally don't like a lot of flashbacks and building into the plot as the plot goes along, because I think it's incredibly difficult to do, but they ace it. They do it very well, and you have more doors to this plot opened, and you get more of an explanation as you linger with the show. So you're not going to get it right out of the gate, so you got to stick with it. It's like a great book.
What's a handmaid?
The Handmaid is the central character, and I would be absolutely exploding a spoiler alert if I told you what she was.
Okay, good, good.
But suffice it to say that she is the central character in this show,
Where does misogyny fall into this?
Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
The whole thing is misogyny.
Yeah.
But you have to start at episode one because of the way it builds, right?
It builds, and then it just gets, and then you get more and more, and you go back and figure out what happened to them and how it happened, and then they kind of catch up. I was thinking about how
my work.
You watch television advertising and you'll see them put up a $19,000 car that will disintegrate if you hit a fender, and they're charging you. No, really, I was thinking about this last night, and I was saying to myself, there is so much right now in our society that is provided for us that's absolute just crap. Just garbage that we're asked to overpay for, and it's just television right now, and it has been for some time. This is not a new bulletin. Series television from these companies like the Netflix and Hulu, they are creating as good content as a feature film and as quality as a feature film. And they're doing it on these services. And it is just night after night of seeing a phenomenal movie. It is such great stuff. And I'm not overstating it. I think if you dive into this, you're going to, you know, it all started to me with Breaking Bad when everybody finally hit me to binge on that show.
Oh, yeah. You're lucky.
And Oscar said House of Cards, and I got into that one as well. This is just.
We're early. We could own The Handmaid. Let's own The Handmaid as a show. Everybody watch.
I got to give Patton credit because I saw Patton kind of giving a cryptic post about, because he talks about Ann Dowd struggling through her final speech. I don't know what that meant, but the fact
we'll
is,
find out.
Yeah, you know, and I also was, I'm so into this movie, right, into this television program that I think it's a stone cold lock.
Wow.
I think so.
They almost can't screw it up.
Well, it is, and if you like boning, oh my God.
Yeah, but
it's
not
to see
fun
boning. It's not fun boning at all. It's not. As a matter of fact, we are totally on the same page.
Is it creepy boning like House of Cards boning?
Worse than that. It's so creepy. And it's not nice.
The actors attractive?
Because
ugly boning
they
isn't
are,
great.
But they don't look attractive.
Pony, you are hitting them out of the park with the analysis.
Finally got his pills right today.
He is absolutely right. They are attractive, yet the scenes are not something that I would see. I would consider anyone really enjoying. It's
uncomfortable.
It's
uncomfortable television.
Extreme.
This is uncomfortable television like you will not
can't
believe.
Wait.
You know, it's all real stuff, too.
I've really never jumped on something where I said, I just don't think you're going to regret it if you go check this out. Nobody's paying me to get you to go watch this show.
No.
The fact is, Carly got into it. We're riveted to it. I cannot wait. I'm waiting tonight because we watch them probably two episodes a night, and I want to finish it. It's just
that is
that
another
good.
Thing that is so cool about the Hulus and the Netflixes is that you can binge and watch it at your own rate. It used to drive me nuts. I think the last really addictive broadcast television show for me was the original 24. And it drove me nuts waiting for it.
Because you had to wait.
Week to week.
I rarely do I tell you guys, we all watch our own stuff. But we give each other recommendations. If you don't like it, please tell me on Monday. Please try to knock
double
you
your
out.
Money so, back.
So we find it on Hulu, right?
Yes,
Hulu.
It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. Okay. And Pony, am I leaving anything out? Is there anything any tip in you would have about? That's pretty much
can
all
you watch
I got.
It with the family?
Hey, Robert, sit down.
Kids? Not with kids, no.
No, not with kids.
How about your mom?
It's like soft,
definitely
soft
not.
Core porn.
Okay, all right.
Robert, that's a nipple.
Yeah.
Now let's watch the show.
You know, the scariest thing about this series, Mike, is the author wanted to make this as realistic as possible, so she did not use any fiction whatsoever. These are all things that have been done to women in the past.
Okay, settle down, right?
Oh, a girl wrote amazing. It? Forget it.
You're painting with a broad brush.
Get it?
Broad brush. Okay. Give him the thing.
Oscar will come in next week.
Yeah. No, he's amazing.
By the way, Oscar's on the road next week.
Yeah, on the road.
Sending him out to advertising
road show.
Land. So he's going out, and he'll be in Tejas next week.
I hope
so,
he calls us on his telephone.
If you're in Houston, hit me up. I've got a Sunday free.
Yeah, he'll buy you an app.
Oscar's somebody when he goes on the road, he likes every second of his time occupied. Yes. So Oscar might be doing a little impromptu
I'll do
meet
a meet and
greet
Sunday, Father's Day. Leave your family. Come see me.
It's a handmaiden meet and greet.
Where are you going to be? Dallas, Houston? Houston, Texas.
It's funny. I was like, well, what if... Well, not everybody has a good relationship with their father. Maybe they'll just come hang out with me.
True enough.
I'm going to continue on that. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Are you a kid who is listening to the Mike O'Meara Show while your dad drives you to all your important events? Did you forget that Father's Day is this Sunday and you haven't gotten your dad a gift? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have the solution for you. The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Just ask your mom, or your stepmom, or your second dad, or that lady that your dad asked you to call Aunt Sue, to go to MikeO'MearaShow.com. Click on the Bonus Show banner and use the purchase as a gift option. Packages range from weekly to monthly to annually and can fit into any allowance budget. And the bonus show will be in his ears by Sunday. What else were you going to get him? A Tony Perkins Show t-shirt?
It's the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
author.
I was so proud of her. Emmy came in yesterday. She said, we have to record this today because it's for Father's Day, but I got bored last night and wrote a promo. I said, let's do it. So that's all Emmy right
that
there.
That is awesome. Well done. Well done.
Emmy,
well done.
Beautiful.
Nice work.
So funny. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I missed that again. What am
he
I missing?
Said, you see, Mac?
Yeah.
People can do things.
Right.
They just take
in
initiative.
In a day.
Shut up. That's okay. Shut up. That's okay. Don't worry, Bump. Go back to your log.
Bump!
Anyway, do you have a business, a product, or a message that you need to let people know about?
Bump!
Well, the best place to do it might be right here. You know that Mike O'Mara's show is like family, and each and every day, the family gets together to talk about things that are important to them. Well, one of the things we could discuss is your business. You could get an ad on TMOS, and thousands of like-minded folks could hear it and act on it. Right. You'll reach thousands of friends you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeOmaraShow.com. Big or small, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeOmaraShow.com. Let us spread your word, and we thank you.
Just briefly, Mike, before you get Pony, take that promo and put it into the live stream, if you don't mind, today.
Sure.
So you can just roll into the weekend.
Yeah.
That's such a solid promo.
We tell you about, and I'll be telling you later about the bonus shows as well, but it is, you know, if you need a last-minute Father's Day gift. That's
great gift.
Yeah, absolutely perfect.
Like you should get it for your dad, Bump.
Stop calling him Bump.
Oh, it's stuck. I'm sorry. It's there. I love it. I have never loved anything so much so fast. I would marry that.
Yeah. I know when you murder Rob with your wit, Mike, yes. when he grabs his belly with two hands.
When I murder him, though, I'm really usually just pissed.
Not a physical
murder. When you make him laugh at a level where he takes his two ham hands and then he grabs his stomach and he just laughs.
Literal Santa Claus laughter. This is real. I should put on a white beard and tell kids what they're getting for Christmas when you call him Bump.
Is there any better expression than Bump on a log?
No, it isn't, because it is so, so inanimate.
Wow. Oscar was talking about it before the show, but I just got the text alert that, wow, that's pretty amazing. Amazon buying Whole Foods, $13.7 billion.
And the deal actually includes all the rats at the Georgetown property.
Hey, settle down here. They're a partner. Don't even go down that
just
road,
kidding.
Please. Jesus Christ.
Mac, your foray into social media, where you took on one of the icons of our social media family, Mr. Tripe Affleck.
Yes.
Listen, if you work with Tripe Affleck, don't take away his birthday cake. That's
bitter.
Do not take away his birthday cake. You kind of got into it. Where are you now, Mac, with all the people suggesting everything from stepping off or joining the Navy, or what's the very latest?
Well,
and by the way, I'm not going to lecture you today. I'm not doing.
Today's
a fun Friday, Mike.
Just,
I want to hear fun about Friday. You and whether any, you know, obviously some things have been dancing around in your mind, Bump, and I just want to know what's going on.
Would you like to share the big news and thank somebody in this room?
Not yet.
I've already kind of shared it. So
but I don't want to go any further just because I don't have it yet.
Oh. You don't
I have a second in
you
it.
Don't get happy,
okay,
Bump.
Okay. So, yes, we'll hold that off for another
day. Do you know that you are not applying to the CIA? Do you realize that? Like, you're making
you
this,
probably
like,
won't get a background
check.
Hold on.
I'm stepping in for him right now. I understand. It doesn't matter. It's his mind, and this is his thing. And I think that, you know, he's talking
this
about
this guy.
This guy. And look, Bump's talking about an opportunity that he's going to have to work, you know, and I don't want it to mess up. Are you excited about the potential of it?
I'm very excited, yes.
Sure.
Good.
Is it a dream job?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
All right.
We require, I said this on the bonus show, but we require a full discount for the program.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
As this comes through.
I heard that many
times.
We
want to make it uncomfortable for you right from the get-go.
Right.
How is everything, Mac? How's everything? You got into it with some people on social media earlier in the week. Everything all right?
What's going on? I mean, one thing I want to clear up.
I'll clear your name.
Is that when we had that conversation on Monday, I had the exact
on
same.
On social media.
No, in the show, with the show.
Oh, the show, when we were lecturing you about staying in school.
And just for a quick recap for those of you maybe just catching up, Mac has been in community college for 6 years.
That's right.
And his somebody has been paying his way and hoping for the best. This past semester, he completely failed out. And his parents said, it's time for you to go, son. Make your way in the world. Figure it out.
I actually have a quote from his mother on tape.
Please.
This is Max Mom.
What is he talking about?
Macbeth.
We know you. We've seen you like this before. Is it over or is it just beginning?
Here she comes. She's coming down the steps.
This is his
Fasten
mom.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
What? Buddy Davis. Little Buddy Davis for you, Mac. Okay, go ahead, Mac. You were in the middle of...
I just want to say that I had that exact same conversation a month ago with my parents and with my therapist, and that's already when I agreed to take a break from school. So, okay. I mean, that's kind of why I was shrugging it off and not really listening.
So the family's okay with this?
They're the ones who pushed it. I wanted to continue school.
But, all right, so you're going to be, but the thing is, you are now venturing out on your own, right?
Yes, I'm getting a job. Hopefully it comes through, and I'm hoping to move out by the end of the year. And I told the person who I interviewed.
Did you say you're hoping to move? I'm sorry.
Mike, I thought you were being supportive. Hello.
I'm sorry, I'm being supportive. Did you say you're hoping to move out by the end of the year? Don't rush it.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry.
We got to get your ducks in a row. Rofo just moving into a group house.
No, I understand.
House,
so it takes a while to get a place lined
or
up.
Or a group home.
Yeah, this is true. Where's your head right now?
Right now, I'm really focused on getting the job, and I am looking to go back to school in the spring semester, so in January.
Of 2018?
No, 2018. January of 2018.
So basically, you have purchased, 8 months? 9 months of, just chilling?
It's like a Stafford loan.
No, I'm not going to be chilling. I'm working full time.
No, it's just the grind stuff.
You don't have the job yet. If you get the gig,
that's going to be full time?
It's going to be full time, 40 hours a week.
Now, if you don't get that job, what's your plan B? Because you should have a plan B in place right now.
Yes. Probably Best Buy.
Yes.
Ah, good. Best Buy.
Okay. I think that's a fit.
Yeah, either or.
Time to get into that industry, the box store.
And you're passionate you're passionate about computers. So this may be, look, I know what we joked around and we made fun and we continue to do so, and we won't stop doing that. No. But this may be a good fit. This might be a good fit for you because you love computers. You love tinkering. You love pretending to do things and taking your time. It'll be great.
Okay.
And also, as a member of the Geek Squad, it's always good to look the part.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, come on,
but you know
Rob.
What? Here's the thing. There are a lot of people. Do you acknowledge the fact, this is for our listeners, the listeners that might throw darts at you. Do you acknowledge the fact that there are a lot of listeners that care because you've been on this show, and the people that you work with, we care about you, and we want to make sure that you you make the good decisions and that you do well in your life?
I do understand that, yes.
Do you
also acknowledge the power of Mike O'Mara?
Oh, yeah.
Right? he wields a big stick.
When you are associated with this
my
show.
My physical therapist, I believe. Hello.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I'll get right back to you, Max. Okay. Hello. Yes.
Talking about this big stick.
Yeah. See, Mike has a therapist, too.
Yeah.
A physical therapist.
Herman Cain.
Yes.
That's right. He'll be up on his feet by spring of 2018.
For those of you not know, apparently the place that Mac really wants to work at.
Yes.
What time?
They know Mike, and they know Mike O'Mara.
It's his inn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
They're fast-tracking him to the top.
Don't embarrass us.
Management.
Hold on just a second. Guys, I got to go off air.
No worries. Okay. We'll make fun of Mac alone.
What it is, it's a fast track to a position that will require a tie and a short sleeve shirt.
Yes. And Mac, as again, one more time, you weren't here to hear this. You now are walking around with our badge on your chest, right?
Yes.
Like,
don't make us look bad. You are a representative of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Just like in the movies, you've got a big... What's going on? Whoa, what's going on?
My lady that I've been with me. I knew there was a chance she wouldn't be here today.
And yeah.
I got a guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Guys aren't the same, Mike.
No, and he sounds like every other
manly.
We told Mac not
it's like
to embarrass
training
us.
Somebody.
That's right.
Why don't you go into physical therapy and work with old people, Mac?
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Turn about a fair play there. Daggers.
Tasting right. Breakfast now.
Hey, can I just say we care about you? Keep us posted. Yeah. Good luck, Bump.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with, I don't know, something. It's a show right here on the Michael
Merritt Show. Rob Radio is totally gnarly this weekend as we continue our salute to the 1980s. We play every number one hit of the go-go decade in chronological order. This Saturday morning, we go from May of 1981 to September of 1983. 7 a.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station in Ocean City, and worldwide at 971thewave.com. Join me, and then we can go to the mall. They've got a new Miss Pac-Man machine in the arcade. Rob Speedway.
She made me nervous. Don't
be careful. Just don't slide into that. The pendulum's starting to
gnarly.
I enjoy it.
I know. We'll be back to the Michael Merritt Show.
Bump out.
Brought to you by Amazon. To quote Buster Poindexter, me mind on fire. Mist all up, pile, feeling hot. Party people, all around me, feeling hot. Anyway, if you buy something, say something. We love the support we're getting on Amazon. By the way, this ad campaign working for us. People are paying attention. You are buying things and saying things. We can always do better.
Yes.
But you've got another one for us today, Rob. I love the fact that people are getting into the fact that you support this show by buying stuff on Amazon.
You can get anything on Amazon, including things that I don't know what they are. And this is that. Sam Rem writes in and he says, hey, Rob, Oscar, and Mike, just bought myself a nice little lawn dethatcher for Father's Day.
Oh, nice.
Anyone know what a lawn dethatcher is?
Yeah, it digs up the soil and aerates your soil.
Like a garden weasel.
Well, yeah, it's exactly like a garden weasel, and it tears up all the undergrowth and makes the lawn breathe and be healthier and greener and better looking for your neighbor.
Well, I can't wait to see Sam Rem's lawn because it's going to be great. Thank you, Sam, for sending that in.
Very cool.
That's right. Well, so I guess good luck, Sam, and give that lawn a Rem job. We appreciate that. I'm sorry. Maybe that's not what we were... Exactly. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Amazon. Thank you.
Yes. Click the button.
All right, wait a minute.
Is it Oscar's take?
Not yet.
Not yet, man.
A little excited?
Jeez.
Don't jump
again. What's the matter with you? You ready to get on the plane already? What's going on?
No, I don't
want me to just hand you a couple audio vault sounds? You can leave?
Tomorrow at 6:55 a.m. Thank you very much.
That's in the morning.
Oscar is traveling to the Southwest. Houston. He's going to Houston, Texas, because a lot of our advertisers are based down there. And we're wishing him the very, very best of luck. It is a classic business trip, and I would normally be joining him, but with my recovery, I will not be in attendance. And Oscar, let's be honest, probably prefers it that way, so I don't get in there and muck it up in some way and, just be like...
Mike, we've been in several negotiations and you're an asset, not a liability.
Yes, Oscar and I do. When we really turn the afterburners on, we know how to deal with that. So good luck to you. I hope you come back with a satchel full of new ideas and exciting news.
Good.
That's what I
think. I think what's missing in today's business world is essentially people actually having a face-to-face conversation, right?
It doesn't exist much anymore.
Yeah, like the idea of actually talking to someone that's not on Skype, that actually you can sit down with, have a drink or have some coffee and really discuss what their needs are and what our needs are. I think that's important.
Conference calls are just the norm now. My dad's company is in Ohio. He doesn't ever go there. Once a year, he sees his boss.
I'm not shocked by that.
About what Oscar's also doing, this is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And I think that makes a difference. And that's how we interact with our consumers. And we want to make sure the advertisers understand that.
So it's a step in the right direction. And really for us, it's I think the next evolution of what we do and how we do business. That leaves me though, just because there's a gap between days.
Nice gap.
An open Sunday.
Sunday
fun day.
I know we have listeners that don't have great relationships with their fathers in the Houston area. So if you're out there, hit me up because I would love Father's Day. to grab lunch, maybe a beverage, an adult beverage or two.
Will you contact your father on Father's Day?
He's in Latin America. I will WhatsApp him.
That's really a yes, no question, and
yes.
All I got is a location.
Yes.
Will you speak to your father on
yes.
Father's Day?
Okay. Though he celebrates Bolivian Father's Day, and that's some other point of the year. Yes.
Oh, is that because there's more children?
Oh, no, that's when I send. No, that's just because every country has a different Father's Day.
I understand.
It's
okay.
Not just
So have you determined, have you given any thought to where it might be? Have you thought about maybe going to Treasures?
Well, no. Mike,
or the Show Palace,
I'm actually,
or the Men's Club of Houston, or Fantasy Plaza.
Doesn't Fantasy Plaza offer their famous Father's Day buffet?
You know what? Why don't you do a nice little meet and greet at Chica's Cabaret?
Oh, I see. I didn't think about that side. I don't even... because I want to make this as economically responsible,
right.
I'm going to hotwire when I land. I don't even have a hotel yet.
You don't?
No, I will hotwire when I land. I figure.
Dreams. Why don't you go to Dreams or Casanova Men's Club? Jesus, does Houston have a lot of strip joints?
Well, look at the square footage of Houston. It's a huge city.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? Chica's Cabaret, Colorado Bar and Grill, Mirage, Foxy's, Ritz, Dream Houston, Moments, Casanova's Men's Club, Scores, Diamond Club Cabaret, XTC Cabaret.
Oh, Mike, it's starting to overheat.
Vegas Men's Club, Sky High Lounge, The Landing Strip, Legends, Treasures, Playmates, Showgirls Cabaret, Legs Cabaret, G Cabaret Houston, Blue Cat Lounge, Bamboo Lounge, Chica's Locus. Oh, those are the crazy girls.
Crazy women.
Sunset Strip, Mile High Club, Gold Diggers Gentlemen. Jesus. Wow.
Mike, I like Sunset Strip because it's like that road, but they also say strip. It's like a pun because the women ain't got no clothes on at all.
Anyway, good luck in Houston.
It'll be interesting, Mike.
Yes.
Space Center.
Well,
Johnson Space Center. You'll see lonely pictures of me next to a space shuttle.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about
just
your Johnson.
Remember, Mr. Time Sensitive, Mr.
Yes.
Punctuality.
Yes.
Plan accordingly, 45 minutes in a cab anywhere.
Anywhere.
Oh,
Texas.
My God. I would say an hour and a half. We were there for WrestleMania. One year, I was like, this
they
town,
were stripping too.
This yes. town is massive.
Sergeant Slaughter was almost late to his match.
Thank you.
It took forever to get anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Not a real military guy, by the way, it turns out.
No.
No.
By the way, yesterday, the first day back, yesterday, behind the wheel of an automobile for the first time.
Oh,
my
life. God. Is it true? It's like a bicycle?
I drove. Yeah, no. I hit about
it?
Four cars. I was, you know,
now,
I was just like, let me try this. Oh no, God!
This occurred to me. The most recent replacement was it your left or right?
Right.
So you actually had to use
right.
the most recent leg to start and stop.
His strong
yeah.
leg. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, how tough was it?
The toughest thing for me, and I just got done with my post-op, and he gave me a nice review on that. But he did say that. I talked about the little old ladies that say, you know, Ginger got done doing hers and she was golfing 2 weeks later. And I want to literally ram their head through the drywall.
Yeah.
He said, based on musculature and size, he said, you're right on track. He said, it takes a longer, you have a longer rehab. So I get impatient and I get frustrated.
Sure.
But the fact is that I'm good to go and I drove the car and it's what hurts one day. Stops hurting the next day. And it's been like that throughout my run. Every single day, there's progress. So I'm very optimistic about that.
And I was rooting for you. I knew that you were excited to drive. I just have to know, was anyone injured when you drove into the fruit stand?
No.
Good.
No, but I'll
Thank
tell you, it was
God.
Amazing because the watermelons went everywhere. and by the way,
those petals look just alike, don't they?
Yeah,
One makes you stop.
I called the stuntmen, and they all jumped out of the way at the same time. It was fantastic. We had our first outing yesterday where I drove the car, and I, you know, I told you that Mrs. O'Mara got a pedicure and
sure.
a manicure. Well, Mr. O'Mara took his talons into the pedicure shop and and got the same thing done.
I need one.
Side by side.
Need
Did you
one
get a French
bad.
Manicure?
They use
yeah,
their
exactly.
tongue, right?
Yes.
No, Carla indicated to me, though, as she was sitting in the little chair with her feet soaking in the water and I was sitting there and I was doing so much shtick because I never get this done next to Carla.
Probably
right.
uncomfortable
Carla,
as well.
Carla said to everybody there, I'm not bringing you back here with me.
Really?
Right there forever. Yes, because I was just, I was happy and I was out and I was doing something and it was, I've been a prisoner in this home for a month. It
yeah.
sucks.
What
so
kind of shtick
really,
were you doing?
I forgot exactly what it was, but it
character
was
character voices?
Is
there a law firm in the back of this joint? Are you doing Better Call Saul
shtick? At one point when they were speaking to each other, I may have said to Carla, this reminds me of that Seinfeld episode.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, if we could speak the language, we'd be having a great party. And Carla looks up at me, and they both giggled, the, I believe, Vietnamese girls yes. who were doing this, and or Korean, I'm not sure. And she said, Carla said, just shut up. Just enjoy it. Mike, just enjoy it.
You're painting
does
Carla
she not
in a bad light
that-
these days. Is she really this mean to you?
Mm. Well, she's fed up with me, and I don't blame her. Okay. I mean, she's had a little 3-year-old and then a 50, soon-to-be 58-year-old invalid wandering around that's just like, meh, get me my eggs.
She does she not understand that you doing the shtick is you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Why can't you? Why don't you get to have a good time?
I was giddy, and then I went into the. I went across the street because she was getting the mani after the petty. I got my petty, and they sprung me. And by the way, her petty and my petty, the petty they give a woman compared to the petty, I cried discrimination right there. Because with me, it's just like clip, clip,
yep.
You're out, get out of
Mike,
there.
Mike, but you've got brick kickers compared
like
to hers.
They're what?
Brick kickers. You've got brick kickers compared to hers. Brick
my feet are kickers. Beautiful, Oscar. My feet are, I have some of the most beautiful feet.
And Mike, I will say this.
My feet are gorgeous, even for a man of my advanced
not
age.
Only beautiful,
not,
yeah. but odorless.
Oh, completely odorless. You can actually go into my closet. I would take every pair of shoes in my closet, thrust your face in there. There will be no appreciable odor.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you the truth. That is
I would buy a cologne
amazing,
that smells like your loafers.
Right.
All right. Settle down.
By the way, and so I went across the street to the men's department at Dillard's where I didn't buy anything.
Great
and
store.
Talked to the young kid who I was talking about my hip, and then he didn't have anything to do with it. It's like, wow. He didn't understand it. Didn't even. He was so out of touch with something happening. And then the old guy that was around the corner, and he goes, who did your hip? I said, and then I did like 40 minutes with him, just talking about my hip. It's like, you know, he's an engineer, you know, a mechanical engineer before he was a doctor. I was like, oh, great, let's talk. 40 minutes later, I go back, pick up Carla, get back in the car, and go home.
People want to know what it's like living in Florida. When you're yep. in Florida, you go to a department store, and right. someone asks you who did your hip operation, and right. they know the name.
Yeah, you identify yeah. by that's surgeon.
Exactly.
And caliber right. of surgeon.
That's right. He's yeah. very good. He was an engineer, you know. Yeah.
And I didn't buy anything, which was great. So I was just, you know.
But, Mike,
the time
I love
like
that you engage with strangers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well,
that
yeah,
is awesome.
And yeah, it started absolutely. With, hey, look at my toes. Aren't they beautiful?
my
what
blue
color
toes.
Is that? Coca-Cola red?
Have a good trip to Houston.
Thank you.
And get ready because your thing's coming up that we do. The
Oscars
take. Oscars take.
Oscars take.
Coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. You're listening to the Friday edition of TMOS, and we are glad to have you here. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What bridge did we burn today?
To every other listener outside of Lev. Like, they're not allowed to come to the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we told them to go f*** themselves, basically.
Pony, we didn't tell them that, Pony. Negative Nelly. We didn't tell them that we told them to go F themselves.
You know what happened? But just to clarify, people can come. You can come all day before the program or after the program.
After, mostly.
Well, before, if it's early, we just get out of the way.
It's not so great in the first part.
Well, then we don't have to go to lunch with them.
Well, what if we don't have to take the listeners to lunch.
Well, no. I like doing that. I like it's fun. It's fun if we
I
have time.
Too.
I like
the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. You got 5 hours a week. Just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
No, I mean, it's all right. I ate with Sternberg in Reno.
Adam?
Took him to lunch. Bought him lunch.
He is a wonderful man, isn't
didn't
he?
Didn't he ride in our limo? In Reno to the hotel.
I don't remember that.
I remember him just jumping
good
in.
Good guy, though. Yeah. Adam's a good friend. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint, the place for any custom products, whatever you need. Postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, as we showed you on the mailbag, T-shirts as well. 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards under 10 bucks.
I've got my eye on you, Mike Deaver. Mike Deaver made a beautiful card, but that doesn't mean I have to trust him, Mike.
That's like a press assistant or an assistant to Ronald Reagan.
It's a really good-looking card, but he is with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. Mm. He's a Canadian postal worker.
Oh, wow. Hey, in The Handmaid's Tale, Canada figures very prominently in that
good
show.
Or bad?
Good. Very good.
Not watching
I know
that.
You'll hate it.
All right. So anyway, he is the third additional executive. That's a Canadian title, I'm sure. Mike Deaver, thank you for sending your card.
The best customer service, great quality, and if you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint's going to make it right, guaranteed. Just remember, use the code TMOS. Yes. Do it at Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Don't wait. Order today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's.
Oscar Santana.
And do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, you ready?
Gentlemen.
You waste time, Oscar, on 14 small decisions every day.
Yeah, Oscar.
And over the course of your life on these small decisions, it will add up to 2 years and 9 months. The decisions that suck up the most time, figuring out what presents to buy, what to wear, and what to eat. Apparently, 2 years and 9 months. Just making these tiny little decisions. Oscar, what's your take on
guys,
that?
Guys, analysis paralysis. That could ruin
that's
your
a couplet.
Life.
Mike, that's one of Oscar's couplets.
Oscar's couplets.
Oscar's
coffee
couplets.
Coffee table book coming in the fall.
Oscar's couplets.
Seriously, people, just throw it on. Buy the gift through Amazon.
Yes.
Pick the top 10. There are so many ways technology has made this so much better. You're your own worst enemy. This is why private schools work or uniforms in schools work. They wear the same thing, one less thing to think about. They're out the door to learn. Take
go.
A cue
I
from
like
your kids.
One. I like that one a lot. You know what? And I really, the Amazon thing, I know it's kind of weaving a promotion into this, but the fact is, yeah, if you're sitting there on your computer, you know, not going out and dicking around.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Wasting
do it.
Time,
they gift wrap it for you.
Oscar, you have a boss. I have a boss. Do I? Yeah, well, Carla's my boss. Everyone you
and
know.
And she
has,
loves you.
As a boss. And it turns out
double secret
we'd
probation.
All be better off if they just got the hell out of our way. A new study out of the University of Pennsylvania found that people do smarter, more accurate, and better work when there's not one boss and everyone has the same amount of influence. The researchers say it's because a boss feels the need to weigh in and make decisions on things where they're not an expert. They just feel like it's their role. And that brings down the overall quality of the work. It reminds me of a discussion I had with Oscar earlier in the week. Oh, really? No. Do a lot of that. So
gentlemen,
what's your take?
Oscar's take.
There is a term called holacracy, where it's a flat leadership, where everybody has a say, right? And while the experts are right, if executed correctly, it does work, but
my marriage is a holacracy.
No, know this. You're only as strong as your team.
Right.
And Mike, yep. As we have learned throughout our days in radio and within yep. this podcast, working with a various type of interns, people need to be led sometimes. They just right. need to be led. So not everybody can have a say. And if you want everyone to have a say, make sure that everybody at the table that is going to put their two cents in actually does not smoke copious amounts of weeds on a regular basis.
You know what? Speaking of our radio days, our good friend Chris Kennard, the program director still at WJFK,
yes.
there was an article in the Washington Post about the fact that on WJFK, they spotlighted Kirk Cousins by giving him a contract to come on the show. And this is long before, you know, when he was the backup.
He was
on
the bench,
kind of
yeah.
laughing at them and mocking them. And this article talks about the fact that, hey, they knew, look where they, mm-hmm. and he got the contract. He was on the show and
locked
Chris was very
in
proud.
Early.
And he posted that for everybody to say. And I resisted the urge to get on that little thread and just say, you've always been an expert at spotting undervalued talent. Anyway, thank you. Moving right
and
along.
Then Mike, somewhere in Fairfax, a blind squirrel found a nut. It was
there
exciting.
You you're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, if you feel like this country is getting dumber, well, this won't change your mind.
Oh.
According to a new survey, true statistic here, 7% of adults in this country think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. And look, I'm just sharing the information. And another 48% say they're not sure where chocolate milk comes from. That means they have to think about
it. Steve Mermelstein.
That means that less than half of the people in this country know that chocolate milk comes from adding chocolate to milk. Mm. Have a great day. What is your take on this?
Fellas, the dumbing of America. We talk about this all the time on the program. Amen. This stat is just another indicator that we're just going to have more ditch diggers and that's okay.
That's right. truly is. And finally, Oscar, more and more actresses are coming out with stories about how misogynistic Hollywood can be. Emily Rossum, she's the star of Shameless.
Oh, she is guilty, Mike.
She is, and she is shameless on that show. She says that one time her agent came to her with an offer to do a big movie. She didn't even have to audition. All she had to do was meet the director in a bikini.
Oh, no, man.
Here's her quote. She says, "He wanted to know if I was fat now. That was basically the question. Not in a bikini in the movie. Not naked in the movie. We really love you, your work," he said, "but we just want to see how tight your ass is."
Wow.
Are you effing kidding me? Mm. All right. Oscar, I welcome your take on this.
Oscar's take.
There are different rules of engagement for any corporate structure. And in Tinseltown, gentlemen, sex sells. We know this, right? And
Tinseltown.
If anybody's a fan of Shameless, that actress, who I'm a fan of, right?
Yeah, it's a good show.
She gets naked, I would say, every third episode.
Yes.
So what's the big deal about a bikini? Like, the man's got to make sure that he's investing his dollars and his time in the right actress. And by the way, we all get fat, men and women. You got to double check sometimes.
Yeah, lip.
Here's the thing, though. If you I don't care if people are going to get pissed at me, but I hate it that I'm agreeing with Oscar on his point here. The fact is, if you go in there and you are going to be in a movie where your body is featured, if you're going to cast the, what is it, Magic Mike? Is that the Chippendale one?
Oh, yeah. I better see 8 abs. You can't just have 6.
You're not going to bring in,
tight tuchus.
Bring in Louis Anderson for that. So, I mean, the fact, right? I mean, if he's not just getting his jollies by seeing somebody in a bikini, but much if like a doctor's office, you just maybe you bring the lady in with you who's sitting there, but who knows?
I would like to see Melissa McCarthy weigh in on this.
There we go. Weigh in. Get it? Thank you. Anyway, that's it. Oscar's thank you very much. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, write your letters to Rob at Rob with two B's
at SecondMichaelMaraShow.com.
Off to Houston, Texas with you. And Rob, I know you've been, you like to spend extra time on Thursday afternoons in the garden when you're coming in on Friday's audio. Vault.
Yes.
So I'm very, very excited to see what little sprouts have popped up in the garden now that it's early summer.
Mike, what I did is I bought a little sound dethatcher, and I was able to aerate the sounds.
Oh, nice.
Very beautiful.
That's coming up next. It's the Rob's BWAC Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak. Three guys you'd never want to see on the beach, but you'll love hearing them on the wave. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting our lovely beach body since 2016 in tasteful one pieces on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. You guys got any beach weather this weekend? People going to be roaring down there?
It's going to be, nice, medium weather this weekend, I think, at the beach with scattered thunderstorms, but nice heat. Good heat.
Same thing we're getting down here. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Father's Day. We were talking about it just a minute ago. What a beautiful idea to give the TMOS bonus show for Father's Day. The fact is, the advertisers that want a little advance notice, they're not mentioning it to you because they know you're not going to get the thing that's going to arrive there for Father's Day. So right now, the TMOS bonus show is a gift you can get if you are, if this is last minute, and you haven't gotten your dad a gift yet. Give the TMOS bonus show.
It's
wonderful. It's great. If you just listen to the normal show and not the bonus show, don't do that, freeloader. Get involved and get dad the gift. It's MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the bonus show banner, and gifting the bonus show, the TMOS bonus show, is one of the best things you can do to help support us. And it's great to gift them if there's somebody that's even new to the show that you want to get involved. If they've got it, they'll give it a try. An hour uncensored every single week. You will love it. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll help TMOS to continue for many years to come. So we thank you. Go get the bonus show. Do it for your last-minute Father's Day gift, and I will will be interesting to see. It will be very interesting for me to see just how many people
like
do that,
that
this particular weekend. And happy Father's Day from all of us at the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, June 16, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Great bonus show yesterday, too, so a good time to jump on board.
Really, Mike, really good one.
Sunday is coming up.
Father's Day.
And we all love.
Happy Father's Day.
Why not an ice cream cake for Dad?
Now it's time, it's Father's Day.
I love this.
Instead of shirts and ties, Daddy, I'm giving you this Carvel cake, 'cause you're my favorite
Carvel?
Guy.
Yes!
Fudgy the Whale for Father's Day. Yeah, that's a great gift.
To send a Carvel cake, call 1-800-327-GIFT. And don't forget to pick up this coupon flyer at your local Carvel dealer for savings on Fudgy the Whale and much more.
Your participating Carvel dealer also has Huggy the Bear and Cookie Puss Doll.
Cookie Puss.
You'll love them. Thank you.
Yeah, also get
by the way,
Corpsey the ice cream store owner.
Patton Oswalt did one of the funniest bits on Carvel that, you know, he would have the same mold, and they would just turn it upside down for the different cakes.
That
he would the same one that would be like for Fudgy the Whale would be for St. Patrick's Day. They'd turn it upside down. The legs would look a little odd, and they call it Patio Cripply. Jesus Christ, that was the funniest.
An older guy, now that I hear that,
participating Carvel ice cream store.
That the fact that they always called it an ice cream dealer. That's not what you want to call an ice cream shop, right? That's like for cars.
But when I hear that commercial, it brings back such warm, fun memories of me just sitting in the, it'd be like, I want Fudgy the Whale. I want
Cookie
Fudgy
Puss.
The Whale.
Cookie Puss.
Yes, Cookie Puss.
Robert loves ice cream cake. I hate ice cream cake. I like
Why do you hate ice cream?
I like cake and I like ice cream with it.
He likes them both, but not in one place.
I don't like it. Also,
separate.
I don't like buying anything from a food dealer.
And
that's
remember, you can pour it on a regular chocolate cake with like vanilla cake with chocolate icing.
Mm-hmm.
Pour a little chocolate milk on it to make the Uber dessert. No. And you can, if you really try hard, you can gain actually 40 pounds this week.
Where does chocolate milk come from?
Brown
Black
cows.
Of course. Okay. Mike, your favorite, I believe, your favorite John Lennon song?
Can you let the musicians in?
Here's his actual demo when he was teaching Imagine to the band. But this is your favorite Lennon song, isn't it?
One of the greatest songs of all time, in my opinion.
So this is the first time he's actually playing it for people. It was captured on film. But sort of big news in the community of musicians yesterday, he had always admitted that the lyrics came from one of Yoko's poems, but he didn't give her any credit in the publishing. Yesterday, she actually got credit in the publishing. So from now on, whenever you buy a record or sheet music of Imagine, it will be credited as a Lennon Ono composition. Ugh.
God.
All right, who cares?
Ono sucks. Well, even to this day.
Yoko broke
she's
up
getting
the band.
Involved.
Why are you giving her? Why are you being so nice
to
Yoko?
Yeah, and why
Yoko?
Are you so excited about that?
Why are you being so nice to you as a Beatles fan? What are you being nice to Yoko for?
Because actually, this piece of tape from the 70s supports that. He never really hid the fact.
Actually, that should be credited as a Lennon Ono song because a lot of it. The lyric and the concept came from Yoko, but those days I was a bit more selfish, a bit more macho, and I sort of omitted to mention her contribution. But it was right out of Grapefruit, her book. There's a whole pile of pieces about Imagine This and Imagine That.
It's like Grapefruit. It's like Grapefruit. Grapefruit is simple, a great lyric is simple.
You gave her enough. How much more do you have to give her?
And I'm not so sure she broke up the Beatles. I always blame Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins for breaking up.
Yeah, because he's such a jerk.
Yeah,
he said that he was sending us mean texts last night. That jerk, Tony Perkins.
Thank you, Tony. We love you, Tony Perkins. You rock.
He's the best. There is a new book out by Neil Monk. He was the manager of Van Halen for their golden DLR years. And there's an audiobook version of it. And I like what this guy did on, I think this is from YouTube. He put in isolated David Lee Roth screams during the reading of the audiobook. It makes it much more exciting.
The smell of sex hangs in the air.
Whoa!
It grabs them by the nose, by the crotch, and yanks them forward through a throbbing crowd of early arrivals, young girls mostly. Screaming and pleading.
Baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
Doing anything to get noticed.
Oh, God, I'm running.
And perhaps gain access to the inner sanctum where the real party begins.
Run on one more time.
The boys pretend not to notice.
Yeah!
By this point, roughly 4 years into a spectacular 7-year run, they've become accustomed to the adulation and the perks that come with it.
Those years of Van Halen are so legendary as far as the over-the-top partying that I may actually buy this audiobook, but it won't have the screaming on it.
No,
I want you to know that. But I really want to get to the bottom of it because that guy was actually there for those golden party years, but I like what
David
that guy
Lee
did with
Roth.
It.
Man, oh man.
Van Halen, a beloved band, I would say one of the least loved bands would probably be Nickelback.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of hatred out there for Nickelback,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they take a lot of crap. They take a lot
that
of
was some smash hits.
Yeah. Oh, you can't argue with that.
It's not popular to say you like Nickelback or Creed, but they have some
or
smash
pretty
hits.
Much Coldplay, too. You get a lot of crap if you say you like Coldplay.
And also, right now, if you want to modernize it, there's some sort of backlash against the Chainsmokers. And what is so great here is Nickelback actually put, I believe this is from Instagram, put out a video advising the Chainsmokers how to deal with the haters. And you know what? It shows a little bit of wisdom.
Don't Google yourself. I mean, I never look at press. I never look at
Chad Kroger
comments on anything. It's like, what for? If you're looking for the negativity, it's easy to find. So I'm a big fan of just like, I don't care. I really don't care.
But pretty wise stuff. Just don't look for the hatred.
Hey, it served me well.
Nice. Not at all. Who is this listener? Unfriend them.
I have been in dark places occasionally in my mental sort of awareness where I go looking for negative stuff for me, and it's amazing how easy it is to find.
Yes.
So I try not to do it. I just instead try to keep drinking and get out of that dark place.
Amen,
normally
brother.
Between like 4 and 5, I think, drinks. Not afternoon time, not a.m. and p.m.
Yeah,
but that fifth drink, it normally goes away.
Amen. And keep the adulation coming, though. I like that.
Yeah, more praise.
You know what's great?
Praise.
You went right from positive and skipped it, and you went right to adulation.
Adulation. That's what I like. Adulation.
All right. You know? And again, as we open with Father's Day, we close with Father's Day.
Sunday is Father's Day, and the Trump kids are planning to give their father a tie.
Nice.
Yeah. It'll be the first time in a while that Trump has a tie that's not linked to Russia.
It's your magic audio bowl. Happy Father's Day, Grandpa Bob. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream, which, by the way, makes Wide Open Wednesday a lot easier for you.
More fun.
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Thank you for those great ones today. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Don't forget that mailing address because it's birthday season.
That's right. Thanks. Send your adulation in a box.
Thanks for listening. And join us again. Hey, if the boys aren't doing it, that's the rule now.
Yeah, pick up the slack.
Doesn't mean the listeners can't.
Come on.
Thanks for joining us for the best part of your day. Just ask for birthday presents. No idea.
No.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Goodbye, everybody.
I adore you.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Happy Father's Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.